This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of revered Jain spiritual leader and social reformer Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi in a short while from now. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. Acharya Vidyananji played an instrumental role in the restoration and revival of ancient Jain temples across India and worked for education, especially in Prakrit, Jain philosophy and classical languages. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration, purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The Ministry said the Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. A total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far under Operation Sindhu from conflict zones in Iran and Israel amid the prevailing security situation in West Asia. These included 3,597 from Iran and 818 from Israel in special evacuation flights. Bihar has become the first state in the country to launch e-voting facilities through mobile applications in municipal bodies, elections and by-polls, which are underway in the state today. Polling is taking place in 6 Nagar Panchayat and 36 other municipal bodies. Voting in the state began at 7 a.m. and will conclude by 5 p.m. For e-voting, voters can cast their votes till 1 p.m. from home. More from our correspondent.
In Bihar, by rolling out e-voting feature today in municipal bodies polling, the State Election Commission has added another feather in its hat by incorporating a big technological innovation to enhance voters' turnout. It will support the motto of inclusive voting, which is sacrosanct in democracy. The State Election Commission has so far introduced face recognition system for voter verification, optical character recognition system in counting of votes, and digital lock for EVM, making it a pioneer body in adoption of wide range of technology in election process of Panchayati Raj and urban local bodies. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The government has denied claims that it is planning to impose a tax on water usage for agricultural purposes. The Jal Shakti Ministry clarified that rumours pertaining to taxation under the new scheme, modernization of command area development and water management, are baseless and false. Mahanadi Coalfields Limited, MCL, has set a new record by producing over 225 million tons of coal in financial year 2024-25, marking a 9% increase compared to the previous financial year. MCL is a subsidiary of Coal India Limited and one of India's leading coal-producing companies. US President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. In a social media post, President Trump said he is ending talks in response to Ottawa's decision to impose egregious digital services tax on American tech firms. The 3% digital services tax by Canada has been a sticking point in its relationship with the US since the law was enacted last year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over the rest of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity over northwest, central, east and northeast India is expected during the next 7 days. The highly anticipated 5-match Women T20 International Series between England and India kicks off today at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. In the FIH Pro League 2024-25, Indian women's team will take on their Asian rivals China in a do-or-die match in Berlin today. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. China are currently placed fourth in the points table, while India are placed last. And that is the end of this news bulletin.